This is The Ones She Holds, a Star Wars Rogue One fanfic, written by Nine Moons 42 and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Cassian Andor, Jyn Erso, with additional tags for canon typical violence, Rogue One, some of them live. But nobody is specifically mentioned as having died, so they're probably just alive off-screen. Mission fic. Battle. Male-female friendship. First aid. Getaway! Protect Bodhi Rook 2017. Protective Jyn Erso. Originally posted on Tumblr. Summary. Jyn tries to talk about how she feels about Bodhi, and Cassian is there to understand. And to tell her he understands. Incoming! Ah, criff, is the thought that immediately forms in Cassian's mind. And it's the sound that falls from Jyn's mouth. He whirls and looks for her on the battlefield that the sleepy little spaceport has suddenly become. All he sees is Bodhi's boot sticking out from behind a haphazard stack of crates, and a volley of lasers tracking toward that same boot. He shouts, something inarticulate and angry, and he lunges out of cover despite K2's warning, firing desperately and indiscriminate over his shoulder, and the only thought in his mind is to make sure that the others are all right. He tumbles into the relative safety of Jyn's back, and she's firing single-mindedly, single-handed, her free hand clutching at Bodhi's shoulder, and where she's normally silent and fierce in the heat of a fight, she's muttering now, and he can't help but be soothed. Hold it together. I've got you. We're going to get clear of this. Hold it together. This isn't Scarp, and we're all getting out of here alive. And I've got you. Bodhi beneath her hand. Wide-eyed and sweating, but also determined. With the way he's still holding on to that bag of goods that they had been supposed to trade away for bits and brats of information. And he's only flinching when the bolts get too close for comfort. And that's something that's easy to understand, Cassian thinks. So he switches to one of his other guns. One that will let him fire one-handed. And he grabs Bodhi's other shoulder. Says, just once, with all his heart, we've got you. And he too starts firing. And thanks to Jyn, there is already a gaping hole in the opponent's ranks, making his job that much easier. Except, there's something else, Kay says, eerily calm. Rumbling in the ground, rumbling beneath Cassian's feet, and he feels his face fall. Cassian, Jyn says, next to him. We need to go, he says. She shakes her head, which is not a surprise at all. It's what she says next that is the surprise. We can take that out, but we're going to need more covering fire.
You've faced a tank before?
This one, yes. The answer comes from a shivering Bodhi. He glances from her to him and back again. And there is a resolve hardening in their eyes. He knows what to do. He knows what command means. Kay. A few scratches on that imposing shoulder, and maybe a little less disapproval in those nearly unmoving features. You're covering Bodhi and Jyn. Flash of warning lights in the eye sockets. And you? I'm heading back to the ship. At least I'll have plenty of cover there. And miracle of miracles, the droid doesn't protest. Only hauls Bodhi to his feet and tilts his head at Jyn. Who smiles and reaches out to take Cassian's hand for just a moment, and then is gone, weaving a zigzag path over the ground, standing over Bodhi for just a moment, and then hurrying him along once again. Cassian backs his own careful and methodical way backwards, away from his friends, and he throws himself into the cockpit, seals up the ship and fires up all the engines, and maybe he curses himself a little for having gotten too used to sitting in the other chair, because Bodhi does nearly all the flying these days. He's a little slow, a little nervous, but he's soon got the whole thing in working order, and he immediately fires at the remaining enemies, trying very hard to ignore the tank that suddenly falls silent. Mercifully silent. Figures running back towards the ship. One of the figures is limping. Cassian swallows hard, preps the ship for liftoff, and keeps holding on to the sticks when Jyn says, "You're flying us out." He does. He yells and bluffs his way through the local authorities, rains down threats of withdrawing assistance, barely clears Atmo before K runs him through the hyperspace checklist, and then they're off. Only then does he allow himself to get out of the blasted chair, allow himself to see the other two. Blood on Jin's shoulder, blood on Bori's leg. "Help me," she hisses, and he holds back to patches to both of them, and Bori finally nods and whispers thanks, before closing his eyes and falling silent. Cassian looks at Jin, who raises a narcotic patch into the space between them. "His idea," she says.
"You do that every time?"
"No."
"Okay."
He watches Jin smooth the hair away from Bodhi's face, watches her press a kiss to Bodhi's forehead, watches her settle Bodhi into a more comfortable position. He shakes a blanket out over Bodhi and holds Bodhi's unresponsive hand for a moment.
"Sorry,"
Jin mutters suddenly.
"For not fighting next to me? Don't apologize, not for that. You'd give anything to look after him, and I would too. Nothing wrong with that."
"I feel like he's just that important to me."
"No need to explain, either."
And he pulls her close.
"It's Bodhi, Jin. That's all there is to it."
"And you're not jealous?"
"I don't have the time to."
That gets him a quick punch in the shoulder.
"Truly, Jin, I can't be jealous. He is important to you. Then we're done with the subject."
"You are important to me, too."
"Lucky me,"
Cassian says, and kisses her temple. He lets her stay next to Bodhi until they're within hailing distance of Princess Leia's cruiser, and he stays next to her until then. The end.